This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, boys and girls, the wheels will be off of the engine pretty quickly here. This is the Talk Radio Review, where we humbly present a number of well-known radio talk professionals to go over the list from Talkers Magazine of the top stories of the week, top people of the week in the news talk radio world. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So let's see, joining us this morning, Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and from the morning program at KRLA, from Michael Medved's program, from a show that she does in Bakersfield or San Bernardino or someplace.
San Bernardino, get it right, please.
Okay, yes, all right. And soon to be on in Fargo. So that's Jennifer's background. Victoria Keelan, basically lazy. She only does one program a day, and that's the DJV program.
Jen makes me look bad.
Yes, nah. I know. All right, and let's see here. Who else have we got? Speaking of looking bad, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And then there's Walter M. Sterling. Have we figured out what the M stand for? Is that got anything to do with mouth?
There's lots Walter of options there.
Montgomery.
Is it really?
I'm specifically forbidden from saying what it stands for.
Are you really? By whom?
Yes.
Your mother,
my
your 13-year-old.
Wife? My 13-year-old.
My 13-year-old.
Oh, could embarrass thing. Could embarrass
I'm sure we'll
thing.
Hear what that 13-year-old thinks is the number one story of the week before we're done with this hour. Anyway, Walter M. Sterling is a Westwood One Network talk radio personality. He's here. Well, I'm Doug Steffen, so I'll go through the, I guess I'm the ringleader of this group of captives. The stories this week. I don't know. Richie, you argue with me all the time. Should we start at the top or the bottom? I think last week you weren't here, so we started at the bottom.
No, I was here last week. Ideally, you go from number 10 to number 1, just like a countdown should.
But. Right, okay. All right, so you want to do it? I'll just count them down, then we'll go back to the... We'll circle around to the ones we like.
There we go.
All right,
the
ones we think have value. Number 10 on the countdown list, sports talk radio, playoffs, story of the guy from Boston who's on the Celtics who beat up his girlfriend and could go to jail for 25 years. So that's, you know. And then the other one, the football player that got caught on insider trading, I can't remember his name, who's now playing for, I think, Seattle. Do you know that story? Who knows that story better than me? I'm not a sports expert. I just know.
I'm blanking on his name. He's not a major star, but
no,
yes,
he's not.
He was
no.
convicted of
But we decided
trading.
On the DJV show, ladies, that he should not be going to jail, but he should, if he's making $3-4 million a year,
right.
that money should go to pay
right.
off the people
yeah,
that got
pay
screwed.
It back.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right, so that's number nine. Number eight. Number number 10. Number nine.
I'm confused already.
The new iPhones. We'll go to Victoria for that in a moment. Number eight, the fellow who produces 60 Minutes got fired along with Les Moonves. Les Moonves, that conversation has some tracks to it. I don't think anybody cares. They don't even know who Fager is. He produces 60 Minutes. His name is Michael Fager. Number seven, the focus on the Russians and their war games with the Chinese. Number six, the positive economic news that a lot of people have been talking about. Number five, more election news. That arrogant SOB, what's his face from New York, Cuomo, wins the primary. Number four, notice how I'm putting my own anecdotal interpretations in.
Yeah,
on
no fake
things.
News here.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's opinions, Jennifer. You can have all kinds of fake opinions. Number four, the continuing focus on Mr. Kavanaugh and his nomination. There's a lot to talk about there, actually, I think. I'm so sick of seeing Trump and the Russia investigation. I don't even
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, my God, what a waste of time.
Right.
Bob Woodward's book, number two, and the hurricane, number one. All right. So, who wants to talk about the new iPhone? Victoria, you want to give us a run?
I
mean, there's no
too.
Controversy with that, so I don't know why we're... I think the Serena Williams cartoon, which is,
sickening.
Tell me about it.
Honestly, the iPhone thing, it's there's the biggest iPhone ever. It's a 6.5-inch screen.
Why should I help them sell their iPhones? I'm not getting
I don't think there was anything that's really monumental. So.
You aren't helping them sell it. You're talking about an item that people are interested in.
Thank you, Rich. Like you, for example.
I agree with Rich.
I am. Yeah.
Richie's going to get a new one.
I will. I actually
Victoria
will
probably get
one, so I'm
one.
Due. I'm ready. Yeah.
Are you going from the 7 to 10?
I'm going from the 7 S Plus to...
I want to go around the room here. Jennifer, what kind of iPhone or what kind of phone do you have?
It's archaic. I am actually ashamed of myself. I still have the iPhone 6S, and I am totally due for an upgrade. I've been wanting to get into a Verizon store. I haven't done it yet. And over the weekend, I actually dropped it into two bowls of water because I forgot it's telling me it's time. But the it's still working. When has that ever happened?
To me, it didn't. Mine didn't work after that.
Walter, flip phone, right?
I had one of the first iPhones. One of the first. And 1 month, I got a $650 bill because the apps were running.
Is that the last month?
I took it to the Hudson River, and I threw it in the Hudson River. And now I have this. Listen carefully. Listen. You hear this?
Yeah. Flip phone.
That's the flip.
It's $9. Yeah. $9 at Walmart, $30 a month prepay, and you know what? It gets calls.
And you never answer them.
Walter's walking around with a burner phone.
Yeah.
It gets text. It gets text, and it takes better pictures than the iPhone.
I'm sure it does.
I have a flip phone, but I think you knew that, Walter. Anyway, I have one of each. I have a flip phone. And I have
Doug's a big boy now, Rich. He upgraded to an iPhone 8.
I got an 8.
Yeah, he called me up. I think he was cursing at it one day.
I think I called you looking for help. Right. Tech support. Call Rich. All right. Either Rich or Bob. Once in a while, I call Victoria, though. I think she's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to a lot
of
stuff.
Yes.
All right. So, Walter, I would like to know if you have three lovely young ladies as daughters. Are they teenagers, or two of them are teenagers now?
6, 13, and 15.
Okay. Do any of them have phones?
Oh, yes. They have iPhones.
They do?
They have you betcha.
You gave your children, I would have thought, knowing you as I do, that you would never allow your children to have an iPhone.
No, I don't believe technology is a moral issue. I believe that it is far better to give my children iPhones than to have to endlessly fight with them over my laptop or my iPad or my phone.
Really?
Yes.
Who's in charge of your house?
Every teenager has a phone. I had a cell phone in high school. Everybody has a phone.
I didn't
have a cell phone
in high school. What are you talking about?
You had a World War II cranking phone. I'm sure you had something.
That's because
Mabel?
Batteries.
Give me Sarah. The diner.
Batteries haven't been invented. You had a roll of quarters.
Listen,
Doug.
Don't be telling. You better not start with that.
They were
on me
dimes back then, Walter. Dimes.
I'm going back you'll get it back in spades, pal. All right. Anyway, so we've taken care of the phone.
Jen's so happy that she's. I'm like,
wow.
Who's going to win the older game?
I want to ask Jennifer, Richie. Do you have? You've got two children. Do they have phones?
One does. One does not. The one that
Your
goes to high
does.
School and has after-school activities does. And he got one in the 7th grade when he was 12 when he went to middle school. And
I know that I didn't take a shot at you. I must have taken a shot.
Probably did, yeah, and I didn't care. My daughter does not yet. The rule is you wait till you go to school where you have after-school activities, which is generally middle school and 12 years old, and that's what we'll do.
Jennifer,
I just don't think it's that important.
What, to have a phone or whether you have a phone or not?
I don't think it's an issue. Like, they play their games on the phone, they text with each other, they call each other.
I mean, she's got an iPad.
It's the beginning of the end of them using their
mind.
There's
so many other things to worry about. I could care less.
But the funny thing is, though...
Can think for themselves?
Well, the funny thing is, my friend is a kindergarten teacher, and three of her students just started. They all have Apple Watches.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I was like, okay, now we've gone off the deep end.
You're marrying a guy who's got two kids. How old are they? Six and eight, one
just turned nine, and the other is six, yes.
Do they? Hopefully they don't have any phones.
Sure, Lily has a phone. Yep, the older one, the 9-year-old. This is something that Jeff and I disagree about quite a bit, because his kids are addicted to devices, and he tell you that, and he is addicted to his device, and so, and I don't mean that in a dirty way, he's addicted to his cell phone. He's playing games and looking at emails and doing all that stuff.
And that's why they are.
And that's why they are, and that's right. And so we have a different philosophy, because I see when they don't have their devices how it's very hard for them to focus and behave and kind of be in the moment, because they feel anxiety without these devices. So that's why I don't like them.
Unbelievable.
But, well, let me suggest that there's a lot of criticism then that goes with it, saying, well, you know, these kids have a shorter attention span. No, they don't. They have a broader attention span.
No, I disagree.
They're able to consume far more input.
How can you prove
once.
That? You prove that?
I'm a talk show host. I don't have to prove anything.
Come hang out with my son for a couple of days.
Well, your son, I think your son is smarter than the average bear anyway, because you've exposed them to all kinds of different, you've exposed them to different ideas and ways of thinking.
Devices don't make people
stupid.
Learned
on YouTube.
No.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Kids are super smart.
This kid, he found a laptop in the neighbor's garbage the other day.
Who did?
Sean, my son.
Really?
Pulled it out of their garbage, brought it home, got on YouTube, and figured out what was wrong with it and repaired it. Now he's got a free working laptop.
That's
great.
He's only four years old.
A chip off the old block. If I had any doubt this kid was yours,
you believe that story that he found it in the garbage?
He did. He did. All of my neighbors are government contractors.
His kids would tell him the truth.
They're all government contractors, and they work from home. So every 3 or 4 years, they redo their home office and just chuck the old stuff out, because the government.
Sean found some missing files in the Russian.
I was going to say,
it's really cool.
Then he came home. Secrets on that thing.
2 days ago, he came home with 3 bikes that he found in the neighbors that they were just giving away. He gets
did
on
he
YouTube.
Find them, or is he a thief?
Right.
No, because I know two of them came from. He gets on YouTube, and he figures out what's wrong with the bikes.
Welcome
he
to the
McFadden. And he sells them on Facebook Marketplace.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Hi.
That's awesome.
YouTube.
Then he
Talk
found
radio.
Diamond rings for mom.
Review. 19 past
Just out. Randomly.
Yeah.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, coenzyme, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that will make it king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Talk Radio Review now on the air. Victoria Keelan is here. Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, bringing you up to date on some of the stories with our thoughts on some of the big stories. Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and you can see the list every week there, talkers.com. So, let's talk about the positive. Number six this week is the good economic news. There are those who are Trump supporters who say, wow, this is great. Look at this. This will help us win the midterms. And so then the others say, well, it's not really. Half the country's doing better and the other half isn't. It's kind of the usual, I think, the haves and the have-nots back at each other. I do think it is kind of, it's, I don't know, fascinating.
Yeah, even the have-nots are doing better.
Yeah. In a manner of speaking, those people, there are those who will argue with you. I thought it was interesting that on the heels of this news, Target and Macy's, between the two of them, are hiring, starting the first of next month, 200,000 people.
Right.
You know what that'll do for the unemployment? The unemployment's down to 3.9
but
now, but they're reported.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's permanent, but it's larger. The numbers are a lot larger than they were last year, Walter, in terms of
I
surprised Macy's.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, Macy's, you think or you hear that stores like Macy's are in trouble because of Amazon. I think sooner or later there's going to be a backlash to that. I find myself wanting to, especially when it comes to things like clothing, order
stuff.
Yeah,
you see the trend, though. The trend that's happening is like Amazon is creating like brick-and-mortar pickup places and kiosks and stuff like this. So what's really going to happen is kind of a merge of the two, where and a lot of like Best Buy and
maybe,
Home Depot are doing all the same thing, where you go online and you go, boop, 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 okay, I'll be at the store in 10 minutes to pick it up.
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, it's free two-day shipping is not fast enough now.
Right. No.
Right.
I want it now.
Yep.
But then
like Doug says, they want to see it, touch it, feel it.
Well, I want to try it on. I tried that Stitch Fix, whatever it is, a couple of months.
Yeah.
New clothing and stuff, and it didn't fit. Yeah. And I sent it back with a pain in the neck to box it back up.
Did you lie about your size?
Girls will do that, you know.
What would make you think that, Walter?
Well, they're very good at fitting by mail.
They are. That is sort of like what they're known for.
That's why it works.
This is going to be the two of you going to gang up on me. Is that it? Now,
I don't think. By the way, I don't think that. I think it's a myth that Amazon is taking away the brick and mortar business to the extent that people think. I think the reason the brick and mortar stores are in trouble is because it is a progressively horrible experience. I blame the Apple store as the brick and mortar stores having a problem because Apple shows them how it should and could be done. You 100%. Go to an Apple store and it's magic. 20 people it approach is. You. What do you need? And
then you sit on your butt for an hour, wait for the next guy. No,
wait.
That's not true.
Any one of them can check you out in a second.
Yes. I was in and out. My laptop died a couple months ago. I jumped in a cab. I was still living in New York City. Went to the Apple store. Timed the entire thing. It was 12 minutes from leaving my door.
You know what?
I walked in. I said, I need that laptop right now. They go, here you go. They swipe the card on their own iPhone, and I was back in a cab. It was amazing.
Yeah, but if you have a problem like I do,
well,
I'm not.
That's different, though. That's
you go there
different.
To fix it, and you sit around.
We're talking about shopping.
And, Doug, that's very situational, too. There are many Apple stores where you don't have to sit and wait. But let me just finish the thought, which is that
you compare
going to the Apple store with the experience of going to Macy's, to the men's clothing department, and trying to find, one, a clerk, and, two, somebody who can actually ring you up because, gee, it's not my department.
And you know what? Yep. The people who work at the Apple store really like doing what they do.
They love it.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah, I'm sure
they enjoy selling you the product.
Really?
Here's your pants, Mr. Singh. Here's your new suit. Versus, here's your new iPhone. Isn't it great? Yeah. Let me show you how to use it.
Maybe the people at Home Depot could learn a little from the folks at Apple. Maybe that's where.
Home Depot is bad. Yeah.
All right. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
I'm Bob Rigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Here's a question for all you parents. Have you finished your homework yet? If you have school-aged children, they've probably already come home with homework, not only for themselves, but for you, too. Nowadays, one of the first things many schools ask parents to do is sign several waivers and authorization forms. By acknowledging our responsibilities up front, schools hope to minimize conflicts and even protect themselves against lawsuits. These kind of forms weren't required when many of us went to school, but things are a lot different now. Studies reveal that roughly half of all teachers and administrators have been threatened with a lawsuit. Let's be fair, lawsuits shouldn't be part of the school experience. By treating each other with respect and civility, we'll not only cut down on lawsuits, we'll teach our kids one of the most important lessons of all, that there are much better ways of resolving disputes. Learn more about our efforts to bring more civility to the civil justice system. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Thousands of people are still in shelters with an increasing threat of flash flooding as Tropical Depression Florence continues to dump heavy rain on the Carolinas.
So I don't know what's worse, to be in your car or to be in a flooded hotel, because we have no power and no internet.
Torrential rain is still falling across much of the Carolinas, and many of the highways are closed due to flooding. The situation in the coastal city of Wilmington is growing more desperate. It's now totally cut off from road access because of high water, and authorities are scrambling to come up with a plan to get food and bottled water there by boat or air. Dozens of swift water rescues are ongoing in many areas, including Charlotte. Also, mudslides are now a growing worry in the North Carolina mountains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
On the air, I'm Doug Steffen with Chris McFadden and Walter Sterling and the intelligence of Victoria Keelan, so to keep the rest of the boys on the straight and narrow. We're going through the stories that are listed this week at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. Actually, I went through the list of stories. I did not go through the list of the people. So all those in favor of me listing the top 10 people, raise your hands.
Right here. I would also be in favor of you quickly doing the top 10 topics again.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll do the people first, Reggie.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is at 10. Serena Williams at 9. Jeff Fager and Les Moonves at 8. Nancy Pelosi at 7. Jeff Sessions, 6. Number 5, Robert Mueller. Barack Obama at 4. Brett Kavanaugh at 3. Bob Woodward at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. And I will say candidly, I don't know why Barack Obama is on this list and Nancy Pelosi.
Because of his speech. I don't know about
Nancy,
but...
He's giving speeches.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Victoria's right. He's giving speeches.
So what?
Well, and then Trump went back at it. You know, the whole Trump can't let anything go. And
Well,
it wasn't really a back and forth. Well, no, he didn't blame him. He said Trump, he actually did the opposite. He said Trump isn't the problem. He's not the source of the problem. He's part of it. He's a symptom. So he actually took the onus off of Trump. But, you know, Trump can't let anything go. So then it became a thing.
So does that mean Obama thinks he was the solution to the problem? What is Obama's solution?
Obama's trying to take credit for the economy.
Economic, yeah. Or whatever. Yeah,
it's, this is my economy. It's not Trump's. It's my economy.
Well, that's not true. Well,
2008 was his economy.
No, it wasn't. He inherited that. That was Bush's economy. Look, it doesn't matter what political party. It doesn't matter what political party. The president coming in, if it's whoever it is, inherits what happened for the previous 8 years.
And how
so
you fix it?
Economic stimulus and everything that Obama did. It is why we're in better economic standing now. It's
really?
You know, Trump can claim all he wants that this is all him. It's some of Wall Street is in favor of Trump and is optimistic about it, so he can definitely claim. Rightfully so, some of the enthusiasm on Wall Street. But Wall Street isn't necessarily, you know, very few Americans actually invest in Wall Street. So when we talk about, like, real people in the middle of America.
Sure they do. Everybody's got a 401k.
Not everybody,
no,
Rich.
Don't.
No way. Uh-uh. No.
Well,
we're
not
all...
everybody. I don't have one.
You don't have a 401k, Doug?
No. I wiped it out saving the farm.
If you're self-employed, you don't you can't get a 401k. So
yeah, 40 whatever it is. You can get something similar.
We could get something else. I forget what it is, but I don't have that either.
Yeah, right. Me. Right. Here we are. We're radio veterans. All right, let's see. Richie wants me to repeat the story. Sports Talk Radio 10, the new iPhone, and the Serena Williams cartoon were tied at 9. They have nothing to do with each other, but in terms of interest.
I think the Serena story was much bigger than the iPhone.
I do, too, and I think it's an important story, frankly, to talk about.
I didn't hear the Serena story. The cartoon, anyway. Tell me about the cartoon. I did not see it.
Oh. All right, you want to, Victoria? You want me to?
Give me the 30 seconds.
Go ahead, Doug. Go.
Well, the Australian news media is noticeably white, and they took a shot. There was a cartoon from some South. I don't remember which newspaper it was. I think it was Melbourne in Australia. That really was disgusting. Actually, it was really racially motivated, and it didn't not only take a shot at Serena, but the Japanese lady got it in the cartoon as well.
Well, they whitewashed her. Literally, she's a blonde white woman with a ponytail, and it doesn't even look like Naomi Osaka. It's ridiculous.
In this day and age, you don't do that unless you want to be. You know, you want people to talk about you, and that's kind of the reason I think they did it. Although the Aussies are notably pretty racist in
Rich, you should look it up. Look at the image.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's ridiculous. And here's the thing that really pissed me off about this whole story. The newspaper, it got a backlash, of course. And then the newspaper doubled down and
the next day
put it on the front page.
Yeah.
That's how much of a racist statement they wanted to make.
It's a typical cartoon. It's got the opponent on the other side. You know, it's got Serena having a little fit. And then on the other side, it's got the opponent asking the judge, can you just let her win? But the caricature that they do of her is probably the offensive part.
Yeah.
Her lips and her mouth are huge in this caricature.
Well,
and
she's
so
also
her
jumping
rear
up and down.
End.
Yeah, in
yeah,
a position
like
she looks like a gorilla.
Did she get all right? The
Let's
facts
just say
of the case.
That's what she said.
Did
that's
she get
she
a raw
like.
Deal? Was it? She was angry. You didn't see that kind of display from her before. But you see, a lot of times the comparison was made to her.
The coaching
and,
thing, she got a raw deal on. It happens all the time. It always happens.
Well, but the male female side of this, Richie, which
well,
came
but that's
like,
what
yeah.
she's saying
issue.
is that it happens all the time. But she says you're calling me out just because I'm a female.
Yeah, and can you argue with that?
But you know, every male tennis player who's come to her defense has admitted that they've gotten away with saying way worse than calling the umpire a thief. She said, you stole that point from me. You're a thief.
No,
that's what she said.
Any McEnroe video.
Is this about multimillionaires hitting a small ball in sunshine? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, right. That's right. Very true. Okay.
All right.
Speaking about multimillionaires, number 8, More on Les Moonves and him leaving CBS with a 120-some-odd million settlement, $20 million they're going to take away from him and give it to a charity or something. But meanwhile, his wife goes on Big Brother or whatever that host, and she introduced herself as Leslie Chan Moonves.
No, Julie Chen Moonves.
She's Moonves.
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
Yep.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
she's
awesome.
She spent all her entire career since she's been with him. She has spent distancing herself from the Moonves name.
And I'm my own woman.
And
I'm
then,
my own woman.
Yeah, I didn't get this job because I married the guy who's in charge.
Really?
It's like she's like the new Tori Spelling. I didn't get cast. No one knew who I was when I auditioned.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's sad that Victoria and I are the only two people who remember that's what Tori Spelling used to say.
Yes.
That she used to say, no one knew my daddy was Aaron Spelling, who owns all of you.
Right. Whatever.
Right. That's how I got on 902.
Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer's not here now. Victoria Keelan's here, though. And I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through. Rich, you want me to do this fast? We got stuck.
We're incapable.
Yeah.
Number six, positive economic news. Number five, the midterm elections. Number four,
talk about the
Kavanaugh nomination. Number three, the Trump-Russia investigation. Number two, the Bob Woodward book right. Tied with the New York Times op-ed.
Walter
and number
wants
one,
to talk about the hurricane. The hurricane, yes. The big story in the hurricane is that the world is still full. We still see examples of the people who are so stupid, so arrogant, stubborn, whatever. We're going to ride the storm out, and then when their house gets blown away, they're looking for you and me as the taxpayers to send somebody in to save their butt.
Well, I thought you were
swim to shore.
I thought you were talking about the Weather Channel reporters. I want to see the hurricane. I want to see the flooding, the rivers, the waves, the wind, the signs
you're
coming down.
See the good-looking guys there.
Instead, I see a guy being blown at by wind and telling me that I shouldn't be there.
Right.
Neither should he.
You know what
exactly.
I think? Some interesting points with the hurricane is that the Target, Walmart, and Home Depots have become our hurricane infrastructure for the government to run supplies through. I think that's a fascinating story in that we're using these big box supply chains for the government to be able to get supplies to the people, and because they've already got the supply chain on the ground. They know how to get the trucks to there, and they know how to get the people into there, and they know how to get the supplies out of the Walmart.
It's time the government
people.
Did more privatizing of things.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
The other interesting point about the storm is how it's being politicized already, so that the Democrats can use anything and everything that Trump's environmental policies caused the hurricane. B, the response to the hurricane is not going to be good enough, and Trump let all these people die, and you should vote for a Democrat.
To believe all of that stuff.
Well, but beyond that, to me, I think we're burying the lead here. The most important part of the entire Hurricane Florence storyline here is the Waffle House. We talked about this on the DJV show. The Waffle House has a storm center where they literally track hurricanes. Because the Waffle House has to be open 24/7.
Yes.
And if the Waffle House, FEMA watches what the Waffle House does. This is a true story.
Yes, it is.
FEMA actually watches Waffle House to see if they limit their menu. And if they close a store, then they know that that's where people are really the most affected. And that's where they say they go in first. That's the front line. If the Waffle House is down, then that's the front line of the hurricane.
More importantly, on my show, Sterling on Sunday, this Sunday, we're going to have an executive of Waffle House to explain this dynamic and also to answer the question I have about Waffle House, which is why none of them have Wi-Fi.
Because the people who go to them don't care about Wi-Fi. They might attract more.
Let me tell you something. If Waffle House had free Wi-Fi, that would be a scary place at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's a scary place at 2 in the morning anyway.
It really is. But it's a fabulous place to get a good waffle and good sausage. They have, and I said, I think on the DJV program, that they didn't have stores north of the Mason-Dixon line. I've been proven wrong. People responded to that statement on our Twitter site by suggesting they were in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
They're in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
And New York, apparently, too.
New York.
And upstate New York.
I've never seen
York, which is the same as the South with bad weather.
Exactly. I literally just said that.
Victoria said an hour ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Right.
That's funny.
Well, you're
all
a
right.
genius.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you whiten your teeth. If you have a problem that you have a smile and you like to have people like your smile, but you got yellow teeth, ooh, who's going to want to smile back at you? Need to whiten them up? Power Swabs to the rescue. Call this number now, 800-208-1797, and get the deal you thought was never possible. Now available directly to you by calling 800-208-1797. This fabulous way to whiten your teeth two shades every time you use the Power Swabs. You open up the tube, you snap it, you get the Q-tips, and you wipe it on your teeth, and literally in 5 minutes you can start watching your teeth get whiter. It doesn't eat into the enamel. It digs out the things that are discoloring your teeth, and it'll do it with minimum sensitivity. It's not like sticking one of those trays in your mouth, leaving it there for half, three quarters of an hour, and then the taste afterwards, yuck. Get a great white smile, and maybe that'll help you in your love life or at work or whatever. 5 minutes, that's all it takes. This was originally the formula that came from a Dr. Martin Ginniger, who's a dentist, and they were sold, the Power Swabs were sold to dentists originally, but now available to everybody, not online, just on the phone. Call 800-208-1797. Take that, you people that have iPhones. Use your flip phone. Call 800-208-1797. Use the discount code DJV and pay half price for Power Swabs.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, how many people have read any of the excerpts or the book from Bob Woodward? Victoria, you interested?
Nah, I'm not really interested in stuff like that.
Walter?
I know Trump's a lunatic, so I don't need a book to tell me that.
Walter?
I have three small children, and there's no time for books.
Really? Richie?
Really?
Time for books?
All right. I heard all the sound bites I need on radio and television this week, and when I heard NPR describe it as high-end gossip, I figured that pretty much is a good description. Because Woodward, he's an alpha.
That's right, he's Bob Woodward, that's right.
He's won many awards.
He's a very, very, very executive guy.
10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time for some more information. It's Tech Talk time. Information people, there's no secrets here. We go to five from number five to number one. Top five stories of the week. Victoria Keelan has that information for us from the world of technology, starting with the relaunch of Gawker.
That's right. Gawker will be back in early 2019. It's unclear exactly what it will look like, but the it is, of course, the gossip site that was formally relaunched. It will be formally relaunched next year by the new owner, Brian Goldberg. Now, Goldberg is also the co-founder of Bleacher Report, which is one of the largest sports sites, and he bought the Gawker Archives, which has thousands of old celebrity stories, for less than $1.5 million at an auction this summer. He said, we're going to recreate Gawker, but it won't be exactly the way it was. We're going to learn from its missteps. Gawker Media is a larger company that also included Gizmodo and Deadspin and Jezebel. It filed for bankruptcy and was eventually sold to the Spanish language broadcasting company Univision and was renamed Gizmodo Media Group in 2016. However, Univision decided that Gawker.com was too risky of a property to own, and they transferred it back to the bankruptcy estate where Goldberg came in and bought it at auction. So it'll be interesting to see in this sort of celebrity-driven world with TMZ what it will actually look like, but I suspect it will probably try to go head-to-head with TMZ.
All right. Number four, a focus on a new plan from AT&T. Listen up to this.
AT&T is a new promotion that offers first responders and their families discounts on unlimited plans. Firefighters, paramedics, and police officers can opt for 25% off either of the unlimited plans that AT&T announced back in June. That was right after they acquired Time Warner. In the fine print, though, AT&T admits that it may throttle data speeds, which which means slow them down when the network is congested. However, they make it very clear that AT&T's FirstNet plan, which is actually designed specifically for first responders, and that is not open to the public. That's not a commercial. That is only for police and firefighters, and you have to qualify and everything. That is separate, and that will not be throttled. So that data will not be slowed down. Now, we remember just last month, Verizon came under scrutiny because they throttled firefighters' data when they were trying to fight the wildfires in California, and that ended up in a big lawsuit, which is still being tossed around in the court, and I don't think Verizon's going to come out on top on that one. So AT&T wants to make sure that they know that the first responders plan is just for first responders, but this new promotion is for their families, and they want to offer a discount for first responders. Now, a new study last week showed that AT&T and Verizon have been throttling video platforms like Netflix and YouTube. They're slowing it down because net neutrality is dead and they can do what they want.
Yep. Bad guys that they are.
Yep.
All right, number three brings us around to a car company using technology.
Yep, Volkswagen has a new partnership with HP, and they're going to be using HP's 3D printers to mass produce car parts. Volkswagen is actually the largest car maker, and they unveiled their new plans that they're going to use the 3D printers to make parts like gear knobs, custom tailgate lettering, things like that. They are going in the next few years to move to mass production of structural parts. So think of, you know, doors, bumpers, windshields, things like that. That's where they're going to be heading in terms of 3D printing. They also say 3D printing is saves them a lot of money, and they already have 90 3D printers in their plants. Right now, they started using them to make rare parts that you can't find for older cars, and they say that moving forward, though, it has huge implications, not just for the car and for the auto industry, but for industrial and medical sectors as well, those industries produce billions of metal parts each year. So HP is very excited to jump on board with this.
All right. Number two, as we work our way up to number one, Apple has a new iPhone to announce.
Apple's newest iPhone is the XS and XS Max, and that is the largest screen that iPhone has ever made. It's 6.5 inches, and the new iPhones start at $999, and the XS Max will be starting at $1099, and they're on pre-order right now, and they'll be in stores on the 21st of September.
Let's have a big boo for number one. Amazon selling Christmas trees?
Yep, Amazon's getting into the holiday spirit. They are selling live 7-foot Christmas trees this year. They are available for Amazon Prime shipping, which means you'll get free 2-day shipping. They all come from a North Carolina farm. They will cost $115, and you will be able to choose from several different varieties. You can also buy wreaths and garlands and other things like that. And so Christmas tree farms, though, not really concerned. They say most people like to pick their tree in person.
Yep. I agree with that one. All right, good job as usual, Victoria. Our job is to inform you and entertain you on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.